This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The Uganda Solidarity Summit on Refugees has concluded with more than $350 million pledged to help the country deal with its fast-growing refugee emergency. In just 1 year, the UN estimates that the country's refugee population has more than doubled from 500,000 to more than 1.25 million. Most have fled violence and a worsening humanitarian crisis across the border in South Sudan. The conference in the capital, Kampala, was hosted by Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres. The UN chief said that the only solution to end the refugee crisis was to stop the brutal civil war fomented by rival political leaders in South Sudan. He hailed the conference as a success.
I think it is a very good start, but we cannot stop. We need to go on. And several of the countries today said that they were not able to pledge now, but they would be announcing in the next few weeks additional amounts. So I think we can congratulate Uganda and the President of Uganda, because this initiative is, in my opinion, a success.
More than 5.6 million children are at increased risk of waterborne diseases as the rainy season begins in Africa's Lake Chad region, the UN Children's Fund UNICEF warned on Friday. The risk is especially great in those countries affected by conflict and the ongoing humanitarian crisis provoked by the Boko Haram terrorist group insurgency. Regional insecurity is growing across Cameroon, Chad, Niger and northeast Nigeria, while flooding and muddy roads are expected to severely limit humanitarian access to remote areas. More details from UN spokesperson Eri Kaneko.
Across the Lake Chad region, UNICEF and its partners are working in communities at higher risk of cholera outbreaks to teach families about the effects of the disease and practical steps to avoid infection. In Niger, Cameroon, and Chad, essential drugs and bars of soap have been pre-positioned in warehouses close to IDP camps in case of a cholera outbreak. The water sanitation and hygiene response in the Lake Chad Basin has received less than 20% of the $80 million required to meet urgent needs in 2017.
There are an estimated 285 million widows around the world, with more than 115 million of them living in poverty. That's according to UN Women, marking International Widows Day, which falls on the 23rd of June. The day provides an opportunity for action towards achieving full rights and recognition for widows. Women who are widowed are often neglected by national and local authorities and overlooked by civil society organisations to the point where they are, in effect, invisible, said the UN. They also often confront a denial of inheritance and land rights, degrading and life-threatening mourning and burial rights, and other forms of abuse. The children of widows also suffer, both economically and emotionally, and mothers left on their own are often forced to withdraw their children from school. Matt Wells, United Nations.